Capability maturity. What are you and your organization capable of doing? By when? For how much? How quick are you? How reliable? What steps are you taking to improve your performance, and what does the end state look like? What we are talking about when we address those questions is your organization's capability. We can define capability as the ability to perform or achieve certain actions or outcomes through a set of controllable and measurable faculties, features, functions, processes, or services. The possibly apocryphal story goes that the US Department of Defense became thoroughly disenchanted with the idea of paying exorbitant amounts for not very much when procuring their products and services on a cost-plus basis. However, the nature of their procurement was such that they couldn't really nail down a precise scope. Moreover, the risk was too significant for most vendors to offer a fixed price when the advanced technologies they were developing contained such colossal uncertainty. So, the US government put out a tender to solve the problem, which Carnegie Mellon University ultimately won. They were the institution that created what we have now come to know as the CMMI, or Capability Maturity Model Integration. The CMMI is a process-level improvement training and appraisal program administered by the CMMI Institute. The illustration below provides a graphic view of the intention of the CMMI when applied across its five maturity levels, being initial, managed, defined, quantitatively managed, and optimizing. 1. Initial. Results are unpredictable and responses are reactive. Work gets completed but is often delayed and over budget. 2. Managed. Work is planned, performed, measured, and controlled, leading to continuous improvement of quality and productivity. 3. Defined. The approach is proactive rather than reactive. Organization-wide standards provide guidance across projects, programs, and portfolios. 4. Quantitatively managed. Work is measured and controlled. The organization is data-driven with quantitative performance improvement objectives that are predictable and which align to meet the needs of internal and external stakeholders. 5. Optimizing. Processes are continuously improved, leading to an ever more efficient, effective, and agile organization. In brief, the application of the CMMI enables repeatable success over the long haul. It is no instant panacea, but instead provides a framework to systematically lift both the capability and maturity of an organization's people. The three critical dimensions which make up the capability model are procedures and methods defining relationships and tasks, people with skills, training, and motivation, and tools and equipment. To get a richer rendering of what these mean, let's take a stroll through an example. Imagine you work in an industrial organization that has several operations in different parts of the world. Let's say our organization has a profound capability in engineering. Based on the amount and complexity of any given project, those projects are allocated either to the major project services of group functions or to the local engineering function of the given operation. In addition, at the local level, the operation undertakes heavy maintenance and is accountable for controlling all the self-performed consulting and contracting work associated with doing so. We observe when we ask some questions that although each of these business areas does project management, in that they need to deploy resources, to define a scope of work, to be completed to a desired timeline and budget, there's little consistency between them. Thus, for example, heavy maintenance runs late in determining the scope, rather primitively defines a labor materials plan in a multitude of spreadsheets, and has a rudimentary schedule used solely for high-level reporting purposes. The work management is done by the maintenance manager based on years of experience and their tacit understanding of what needs doing. However, they rarely, if ever, meet their promised return to service dates, often forgo scope items because of time pressure, and overspend labor budgets by reactively addressing crisis after crisis by throwing people at them. This scenario would be an example of an initial level of maturity. We swing past engineering and are pleased to see that for their projects they can show you a schedule in one of the popular scheduling tools. But of course, different project managers have their own ideas of what makes for a good enough schedule and, in the absence of a standard, they do the best they can. These engineers pride themselves on the fact that their plans are end-to-end, that is, each of the phases have detailed schedules. In addition, the deliverables required to go through the mandated toll gates are listed, the completion of which will allow funding for each of the phases. As a result, the engineering department is more reliable in terms of timeliness and cost than their heavy maintenance colleagues. However, there are still issues with rework, and everyone knows if they were better organized, especially across the silos, they would be more productive. This scenario would be an example of a managed level of maturity. We leave the operations and head into the big smoke, where the heavy hitters from major projects hang out. They have a plethora of veterans of the world of project management and have a whole compendium of rules and tools required to plan and execute their big, costly, complex projects. They are strong in governance, steering committees, and standardized reporting frameworks. Because they are a centralized function, they service all operational units within the organization. Thus, they are more inclined to standard ways of working, as anyone from their team could end up on any of their projects at a moment's notice. It helps with productivity if everyone is well versed in the rhythms and routines of standardized ways of working. From the vantage point of the major projects functions, they can collect linked projects into programs of work and can further aggregate them into defined portfolios. Their people are given the training and develop the skills necessary to professionally manage the complexity associated with their portfolios. And they're equipped with industrial strength tools for the planning and execution of their work. The stakes are much higher in the major projects arena than in engineering or heavy maintenance, with a bad project having the potential to cause material damage to the organization. So a lot more attention is paid to governance and how that flows through to the management of risk and performance. This scenario would be an example of a defined level of maturity. One day, you wake up and wonder what would happen if you were to take an enterprise view across all of your projects, be they maintenance, engineering, or major. You get excited about the vision and go about the work of defining and collecting relevant data. You create a standardized resource taxonomy and develop a scheduling standard that is mandated across the enterprise. Then, you take the best of what you have in areas such as procurement, risk, HR, safety, performance, and communications management, amongst others, and incorporate them into your governance framework. You invest heavily in your team's training in the new ways of working and in the technology needed to provide the information necessary to run all your projects in a consistent fashion across the enterprise. You can compare one project's performance against another's using a standardized set of data and criteria. Internal and external stakeholders notice the significant improvement in your ability to reliably deliver what you promised in ever shorter turn times. Even the chief bean counter is your friend as you and your teams consistently hit or exceed budget expectations. And it keeps getting better as everyone is motivated by the living idea and shared experience of continuous improvement. This scenario would be an example of quantitatively managed level of maturity. Anyone reviewing your organization finds that you're both stable and flexible at the same time. Everyone involved is focused on continuous improvement, allowing you to fend off any threat and seize every opportunity. There's an intrinsic appetite for change, but based on a stable platform of capable people using standard processes and fit-for-purpose tools. The teams have an ever-growing sense of being at one, with an aligned and shared vision, in service of a grand and ennobling mission. Over many years, you've done the hard yards of attaining mastery and relish the idea of improving it for good. This scenario would be an example of an optimizing level of maturity. The table below gives a tangible sense of the process areas covered by the Capability Maturity Model for services. Work planning, work monitoring and control, service delivery, supplier agreement management, requirements management, process and product quality assurance, measurement and analysis, configuration management. Strategic service management, service system transition, service system development, service continuity. Risk management, organizational training, organizational process focus, organizational process definition, integrated work management, incident resolution and prevention, decision analysis and resolution, capacity and availability management, quantitative work management, organizational process performance, organizational performance management, causal analysis and resolution. There are no shortcuts to attaining capability maturity. For example, you cannot skip a level outlined in the target profile, as each process area builds on the others. Getting and sustaining the target profile at level 5 is a years-long endeavor applying what Deming would have called consistency of purpose. The prize, however, is an unbeatable sustainable advantage and a remarkable opportunity for learning and growth.